We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Chevalier Mortgage. You can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit dnvrmortgage.com, where you can get signed up for a free consultation and to discuss all of your options, as well as get free DNVR merch. Check it out today. I'm sure you've heard about the great mortgage rates out there right now, but Mike and Virginia are not your typical mortgage company. Yes, they do have the phenomenal rates, but what makes them different is that Mike is a certified financial planner and looks at so much more than just rate when designing your home loan. Plus, they're a small family-owned company, just like us here at DNVR, so you'll always feel like a person and not a number. Again, head on over to dnvrmortgage.com and check them out today.
Started to show that AJ wasn't giggling to kick off, but welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Use code DNVR to get amazing odds boost every single day when you sign up. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Haefeli with very special guest today, Lauren. How you doing?
How's it going, boys?
It's going. It's going. It's about to get a lot more interesting,
we're out
I suspect.
Here today.
I'm hoping that the universe wasn't giving us a sign by shutting down our internet 5 minutes before.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to jinx it.
So I'm hoping that we out here and then we get to stay out here.
We're going to try. That's for sure. We are doing our Avalanche season predictions on today's show, of course, but we're doing things a little bit differently this year. We're leaving this one up to fate a little bit.
Yep.
As we have Lauren here to read some tarot cards for us. What are your expectations today?
I am interested to see if my opinion aligns with the card's opinion or if any of our opinions are going to align here. It'll be interesting to see what the universe has to say about it.
I am ready for anything the universe can throw at me today. So
you got a reading before the show and things went well for you.
He's pretty damn well.
He's feeling good in this room.
Y'all were like, huh? Okay, so you're legit. I was like, all right, I'll take that.
Yo, it was accurate. I can't deny.
Yeah, he was very happy with his, and I'm too afraid to
to get one.
I'm too afraid to ask.
That one will come after the show.
Yahir's very excited about it, though. He definitely, you should see him right now.
Let's go, man.
He's so excited about this.
I want to know how I'm going to get fucked up in the future.
Okay.
I can't match that enthusiasm.
Yeah. There's definitely a in the back of your head a little bit of terror on this one, I think, for me. But
look, I will say the only experience I had with any of this, I went into like an actual like fortune teller into the back of a shop and like asked like big life questions, and that dude more or less nailed it.
Oh boy.
And it freaked me out so badly.
Never went back.
That like I went let's do this fun thing with a friend of mine just to do it, and it screwed both of us up, and so for me it freaked me out forever.
All right,
So now we know why you're terrified.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, he mostly predicted good things for my future that came true. It was just that they came true that freaked me out, because at that time in my life, things didn't go my way generally. So when he was like, things are going to get better, I was like, you liar. And I was mad. And then they came true. And I was like, all right, well.
And now it's better to not know if bad things are coming.
Yeah, well, and then I waited like 9 years, and now we're having a tarot card reader to talk about hockey.
It's not like this was your idea, AJ.
Yeah, it's true. It's not, you know, this was only my baby here that I set up and went after all summer.
Okay, are we good? Are we ready to dive into the cards?
Yes. So just a quick heads up as to like how this works. We're not going to be doing like, where will the teams finish this year? Because that's not how it works. So we're going to have to ask specific questions to the universe, and then she relays us the answers.
Yep. Yes. And usually this deck doesn't usually do yes or no answers either, so might have to be more specific than we expect here.
So I want to say that our first line preview video dropped today.
It sure did.
About, you know, the first line. And we have been so hyped about Mikko Rantanen.
It's very true.
This preseason, we keep talking about him scoring 50, and he's going to go crazy, and this is going to be the year of the moose. So, we're going to start with Mikko.
Let's go.
What kind of year are we in for
with Mikko? See what Mikko's going to do today?
With Mikko Rantanen.
All right.
I'm nervous.
We're starting with the Four of Wands here. So, the Wands is the suit of the tarot that, because they're kind of like playing cards. They all have suits, right?
Sure.
So the Wands is the suit of the tarot that has a lot to do with energy and spirituality and expansion, strength, determination, that sort of thing. So the Four of Wands talks about timing being really good. There's a lot of freedom here. There's a lot of expression. So he has that opportunity to really play how he wants to play. Are we keeping him between Nate and Gabriel?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He will be where he has been, yes.
Then, I mean, the chemistry there is going to continue to be good, probably. But he's also going to have a lot of freedom to play the way that he wants to, instead of playing within a sphere or within a box.
He's
going to
run
people
over.
Which is what we want from him.
Yeah, baby Yager becomes full Yager.
Let the era of Mikko begin.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Should we pull another one for Mikko, or are we good with that?
Let's get it. Everyone needs two cards.
Ooh, we just pulled this one for you.
This is a good card.
This is actually a really good card. So we pulled the Father of Swords again. This is the King of Swords. So the swords here are about ambition, action, courage. So this is a lot about being in a place of authority where you're comfortable, being really comfortable in your world and with your abilities. So again, Mikko is in a spot where he's comfortable. He's in a spot where he can be creative. He's in a spot where he can be expressive. And he's really able to play off of the environment around him right now.
So you could say that the boys are hot.
At least Mikko is going to be.
Yeah.
Let's go. 50 and 21, AJ?
Yes. I mean, I guess. If he does 50 and 21, it means he scores 50 goals before the first.
That would be,
so I guess,
122.
Maybe 50 and 22. But yeah, 50 is still the goal here.
Let's go. All right. That, I don't think we could have started with a much better reading than that.
Yeah, it's all down here from here.
Yeah. He's going to. That's a super hype way to start. So
first negative card, we're kicking her out.
I'm done. The season's gonna be terrible, but Miko's gonna do great.
If any player gets anything negative, I do not want my future red anymore.
Yahir's just trying to ride the momentum.
That's right. He's trying to ride the universe's coattails here. Respect. Okay, right. Next, I guess my follow-up. I'm not going to ask about Nate because I'm almost afraid to.
Yeah,
but
definitely dangerous.
A guy signs an 8-year contract and commits basically the rest of his career to Colorado.
Gabe the Babe.
How much does it pay off for him, for Landeskog?
Let's see. I'm not taking those ones. This one's a hard read, boys.
Landy. Ever the Enigma.
Oh, yeah. We love that. So this is actually my favorite card in the entire tarot deck. This is the Hierophant.
Is that good or bad?
It's good. The Hierophant is all about an institution. It's about the way that you form an institution and the way that you create a foundation. Gabe Landeskog is that foundation. I mean, he's been wearing the C for how many years now? And to understand that he is the core, we've talked a lot over the years about a lot of the keystones that we've had, and they've kind of flown in and out, and Gabriel has never really flown in and out. He's kind of always been there from the beginning of his career. I mean, he was with us for what, 3 seasons before he got captaincy?
A season. He got it in year 1. Two.
That's absolutely bananas. So to think that, and he signs the rest of his career, to say that he's not going to be a cornerstone of the institution would be absolutely bananas. We've also got the Justice card here. So Justice, obviously, all about balance, all about integrity.
Is that what he fed Braden Shen in the postseason? Some justice.
But he's got a lot of accountability and he's got a lot of responsibility. So he's, AJ, you and I were just talking about this before we went on, but he's a locker room leader.
Yeah.
You don't really see him out and about talking to the boys on the ice. And I mean, he makes clutch plays, but he's not out there all the time. But to know that he's that guy in the locker room that's always going to have the responsibility, that's always going to have the accountability, it says a lot to what he feeds to the team, for sure.
These are very accurate.
Also,
can I just say, this is an incredible way to come up with people's nicknames. Can we please call Landy the Hero Fan from now on? Like,
yeah, those Man Rocket shirts are now
old news.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Let's see. I also pulled the Seven of Pentacles here. Seven of Pentacles is about trusting your intuition, assessing situations, and being able to reap what you sow. So I think that that's kind of the tagline for Gabriel, especially with this big-ass contract, is reaping what you sow, for sure. So what he's put into this institution and what it's been able to pull out of him, it feeds both ways.
Sure.
And I think that's, I mean, that feeds into the imagery of the Justice card here. So we've got the two foxes here. One's black, one's white. There's a yin-yang balance here. And that yin-yang balance of what he feeds into the abs and what the abs feed into him. It's almost constant.
Yeah. With Landy especially, he's the one that balances the top line, right?
Yeah.
We've
said that he's like the defensive conscience of it, but yeah. Imagine it with a... If Andre Burakovsky was there, the line would still be great.
Of course.
It just wouldn't look the same without him. Right. He's almost like the adult wrangling the two children at times.
Sometimes it feels keeping a little
them,
bit like that.
Keeping them in line.
Yep. Okay. Are we good with Landy?
Yeah, I'm good on all Landy. Right.
Okay, two good ones. So we're 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah. I want to get to one that maybe I feel like is on a little bit less of a set path than the top line. As we found out today, Sampo Ranta has officially not only made the team, but made the opening night lineup. So the question becomes, what is Sampo Ranta's future with the Avalanche look like?
This one's going to be fun because I know nothing about this child.
Let's go.
Woohoo! Okay, so I'm going to read that sideways. So we're going to read it as a blockage here. So the Seven of Wands, it's opportunity here. We're going to look at where his growth is going to be here. So the Seven of Wands, I actually think is a great card. So upright, it talks about standing behind your ideas, defying all opposition, kind of putting your head nose to the grindstone and going for it. In the reverse, it's talking about lacking courage to hold your ground. So being open to compromise, being able to be coached, being able to be taught. So I think that that's what's going to make or break him, is why this is coming up as a blockage here. So it's either going to be that he is going to put his nose to the grindstone, he's going to play how he plays and not let anybody sway him, or he's going to be super moldable, because we know Bednar loves a moldable guy, or it's one or the other. Either it's going to make or break him, which way he goes, which direction he goes with that. So if he decides to play how he wants to play, it might not go well for him. Looks like it's not going to go well for him. but if he's willing to adhere to play in the box for a little while.
Maybe we won't make those shirts.
Yeah. Do what he's told. No, we got the World in Reverse here. So the World in Reverse talks about stagnation. It talks about experiencing the world through fear and anxiety. So that, like, making it to the big leagues, being worried about it, not being able to meet the status quo. But then we flip over to the Mother of Wands here. And again, Wands is all about that energy, that spirituality, that determination. So the Mother of Wands is that the team around you appreciates what you bring to the table and appreciates who you are. It's just that they have to be self-assured. So again, here we are with this make or break situation of if he goes into it with fear, if he goes into it with worry, then that's what's going to feed back to him. But if he goes into it self-assured and he plays how he wants to play, looks like it's going to go well for him.
One of the many front office people that is watching today's show, can you guys just pass this along and just let him know?
Sample, you got to be confident, bud. Yeah.
This is, yeah, you got to just let it rip. This might be the only chance.
That, not wrong on that one. You only get so many opportunities. Sampo, if you're watching or your parents are watching, please turn off the show for 45 seconds and then come back. I feel like Sampo is boneheaded enough to just not be worried about anything.
We'll call it youthful exuberance.
Sure.
I think he's probably just really excited to be here, and that manifests itself in one of two ways. It's confidence or fear.
Yep.
And one of those ways will very clearly determine his fate.
All right. I for a bad reading, that doesn't feel that bad.
A hopeful reading, yeah, is what we'll call that.
I don't feel like there's a disaster. We haven't struck disaster like the Nuggets did with MPJ last season's
look,
reading.
Look, the tower was fine. It ended up being fine.
So we're still going good. AJ, do you have one more reading for us here in our first period, or should we get to it in period two?
I want to get to the marquee off-season edition, and I want to talk about Darcy Kuemper. Because this is...
I want to talk about Darcy Kuemper.
I mean, he fits Operation Male Model, so...
Who doesn't these days?
It was an easy scout for them. He's hot, and he's going to be a free agent, so they don't have to worry about making a long-term commitment right away. It was easy. It was understandable why they were interested. But this is a career year for Kuemper. This is the year for Kuemper. Absolutely. He's behind a playoff team. He's going into a contract year. What to expect from Darcy Kemper's contract year?
Oh no, boys.
that's not good.
Okay, it's in reverse. Good job. Okay, I got worried for a second there. So both of these cards are in the sword suit. So again, we're looking at energy. We're looking at spirituality, determination. So we have the Daughter of Swords. That's the Page of Swords in reverse. So making sure that he's not...
I don't know
not...
how I feel about the goaltender being the Daughter of Swords.
It's a page, the Page of Swords. So this one is more of a cautionary. So it's a don't allow yourself to be a bully. Don't allow yourself to be self-conflated. Don't think that you're... you know, the greatest goalie to ever touch the ice at Ball Arena, if you will.
Which you're not.
Which you're not.
Which, it, to be fair, coming into the season, there have been some murmurs that Kuemper has relied on his reputation more than you would think for a guy who's still relatively unproven as a starting goaltender. Right. So this, I mean... makes me uncomfortable.
The Ten of Wands here is what makes me uncomfortable. So the Ten of Wands, just in general, uncomfortable card. But it came in reverse. So it talks about being sure that we're not getting ourselves in over our head, that we're not running away from our responsibilities. But there's a lot of fear that comes into this card, and there's a lot of it's overwhelming. But not in a
great
positive way. But you have to remember, we hang goalies in this city. Like, if you don't prove that you're supposed to be on this team, we put you right on the bench. And the fans do that just as much as the coaches do.
Probably more so.
I was gonna say, the fans are the ones with the quick hook.
Yeah, the fans have a real quick hook when it comes to goalies.
All right.
So, I mean, with a guy who's thinking about his representation...
That feels appropriate for me right now.
Call the ambulance. Yeah. AJ's having a heart attack right now.
don't feel wonderful. Right. Suddenly this doesn't feel This doesn't feel like a fun idea anymore. What if we've done it?
Think about it. It's like it's a guy that runs off his own reputation, right? And so it's like if you have a guy that comes in and he plays not so hot for the first, I don't know, 10 games, and the crowd is like, ugh, why are we playing this guy? That's going to feed into how he plays. But I will say, I pulled a third card here, and it actually looks a little better than what we're looking at in this half of the spread over here. So I pulled the star. And the star is a good omen. It is a card of hopefulness and inspiration. So I think that it's that transformation of old wounds being healed over. It's that scarring of this past person who relies on their reputation and relies on what the crowd says and actually proves that he's capable of doing things on his own instead of running by what everybody else says about him.
I feel like this is Schrodinger's tarot card.
Yeah.
It's hopeful.
I mean, I think it's interesting, right? Because one of the biggest fears, I think, for Kemper is the injury concerns. And that's... we'll answer that in period two, Evan.
I'm not answering that question.
but for Kemper, I think a lot of the fear, at least for the fan base going into this, is if he can be healthy. And there is a bit of hopefulness that if he stays healthy, it will be a good experience. But certainly expectations in Colorado are going to be higher than any Kemper has ever faced in his career so far.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say anything more because I'm spooked. But
we take a first period break to reset. Yeah. So I can calm down. I feel like I've done a horrible thing.
Go go get yourself some Breck Brew and have a sip to relax a little bit. You can get it down here at the DNBR bar or, of course, at a local liquor store near you. Use the Breck Beer Locator online to find it nearby. Of course, we love all their stuff, including their Good Company hard seltzer. You can also check out StravaCraft Coffee here at the bar. Cold brew, you can get it online as well at StravaCraftCoffee.com. 25% off your first order with code DNBR25. It's great because it's like Advil and coffee in one to start your day. So, you know, aches and pains and wake you up. You win both sides of that deal. Go get some. Drink it. It's absolutely delicious. And we have kind of some awesome deals coming up here with DNVR. I can't spoil all of them. If you're a member and you haven't checked out the Avalanche Discord, first of all, go check out what we got going on there.
Yep, big thing on Saturday.
Kind of a big deal coming up.
Big deal on Saturday, and tickets are almost out.
It was a limited event to start with, and now it's like ultra limited. So if you want to get in on that, be sure to go check out the DNVR Lounge. If you're a member, if you haven't checked it out or you're not signed up with the Discord, keep your eyes peeled on your email as well, because we're going to have some other stuff coming out. But some very, very cool stuff happening at DNVR on Saturday night. That's all I'm going to say live on the show. Leave the rest to your imagination or if you've seen the thing. So
then, if you've already seen it, you know what's up.
Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Rudo, AJ, Lauren, coming at you. Don't worry. We will get to that. Don't worry.
It's coming.
Before we get to that, though, I'm going to be honest. The cards are telling me that my bladder is full. So, AJ.
Go do your thing.
I'm saying you better come up with a good reading. I expect nothing but glory when I'm out of here.
Look, we're gonna take it away from the apps for a minute, I can take it down.
AJ needs to breathe for a reading. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna just see how this goes because I wanna go all the way out east. This is obviously all about me.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, let me get out of here before he starts this.
Yeah, I want to know. You know, a lot of expectations for the Islanders this year.
Oh boy.
A lot of people have them in the top five, and a lot of people picking them as a cup sleeper. I would say, are those expectations fair?
Let's start.
Are they? Is this team, you know, are they going to be able to live up to all that? Because I'm not convinced, but other people feel that way.
About to say, where do you put them right now? I mean, a sleeper top five is kind of a big deal here.
I would have them top 12-ish somewhere, but the problem is that they do what they do better than just about anybody else, and it's a little different from everybody else.
That's if they have the consistency, though. But I mean them and everybody else, right?
Yeah. And are they actually any good? I mean, I don't even know.
We've got an interesting three-card spread here. So we're starting with the Devil in Reverse. The Devil in Reverse talks about entrapment, talks about greed, definitely feeling emotionally blackmailed, and the authority is usually the head of that. So these expectations might be led up by their coaching staff in and of itself. So this expectation of like, oh, we're going to be a sleeper five team, we're going to be a sleeper cup team, could start from the very top here. I personally don't think that that's a great way to coach your team. I don't think it's a great way to start the season by being
Lou being Lou, I would say maybe it starts with him more than Trotz, you know?
Probably.
Lou is a authoritarian at the top of that organization.
But I mean, isn't John as well?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at even just the coaching staff, they hold a really high standard for their boys anyway.
Yeah.
And then you feed these headlines into it, and it's like, oh boy, what are we doing? We're looking at the Daughter of Swords, the Page of Swords for our middle card here. Tells us to trust in our abilities and act with honesty, having fortitude and remaining optimistic. So I think that feeds a lot into what the boys need to do in this situation. It's about trusting their gut. It's about trusting their abilities and being able to actually go for their own wants and their own needs, to believe in themselves instead of believing in headlines, and kind of separating their own expectations from their coaching expectations, allowing themselves to be independent players as much as they can be when you're being coached by John here. And then our last card here is the Son of Wands. It's the Knight of Wands in reverse. Making sure that we are not trying too hard, that we're not being manipulative, that we're being honest. So I think that feeds into both of them, right? Being honest about their abilities and being honest about, like, especially when we're looking at the guys who are leading that team right now.
I mean, they get Anders Lee back.
For how long?
Well, I mean, just don't break your leg again.
Yeah. But I mean, don't they still have Zdeno as well? They signed Zdeno for a year, didn't they? So they've
back where he started.
Right. And they've got really good leadership right now.
They do.
But it's a matter of being able to balance those expectations with what they're actually able to do.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to lose core players like Anders again. Or if they're going to lose... I mean, Zdeno's... He's an old man now.
He's 44, 43, 44.
So if they lose Zdeno, they lose a cornerstone of their leadership. And then what happens?
Yeah.
You know? So we're looking at making sure that picture is full all the time. And that their expectations are actually reasonable all the time. From the coaching staff all the way down to the fourth line.
I'm good with that. All of that sounds like it at least avoided disaster.
The people keep asking to do Evan's couch.
No, we're not doing Evan's couch.
I'm not the people, but Blaze is behind this movement right
okay,
now.
Okay, well.
And that's exactly why it's not happening.
Yeah. We don't give Blaze anything he wants.
As the reader, no.
That just shuts it down right there. No. Yeah.
We're done.
All right.
Don't have to worry about the couch anymore. The Islanders. We'll see.
That's all we need to know, I think.
I mean, Evan can answer that question. There you go. There's our next question.
That's perfect. Yeah, take Nighthawk's question. How will injuries impact the Avs season?
That's a great question.
She's going to pull a card, and it's just going to have the big number six.
Eric Johnson.
The Tower.
Please.
Did you just make a tarot joke?
Please, I did.
Wow. Yeah, well,
no face.
I swear to God, if I pull that card, I'm leaving.
Last
that's
year's
too much
MPJ.
No.
Everybody's afraid of the Tower.
No.
Oh, that's three right there.
I will leave immediately. They're all in reverse, so that's interesting. Okay, starting with the Ace of Swords here. Ace of Swords in reverse talks about being sure that we're thinking clearly and that we're not blocked. So I think that's a lot of the head game, especially when it comes to Kemper. That's going to be making sure that we're not thinking about our injuries all the time. I think that was an issue that we had with Varlamov for many years, is that he was up in his head about, like, what if I move and I injure my groin again? And then all of a sudden he would be out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So definitely making sure that the boys are confident about what they're doing and confident about how they're moving their bodies. We have the Five of Wands in reverse. Being challenged by others who are equally talented. So making sure that we're not losing our individuality, making sure that we're using the talents of each and every person, which...
Gonna need your depth.
I don't know.
Can reflect, like, a lot on injuries, actually.
I think that almost makes me think of Kadri, where it's like, if you're getting challenged by other players, look, Kadri can't be out here hurting dudes, all right?
The injuries that you give are just as important as the injuries you get. I'm saying. For sure.
Tell that to Keegan Kolasar last year.
Well, I mean, we can have that conversation too, I think. It looks good in the preseason, right? But when Byram gets back into playing regular season games,
yeah,
he can't be worried about that head injury.
I think this Two of Pentacles in reverse really sums us up really well here. So it's all about balancing. It's about balancing what you want. It's about balancing what you need. So it balances that mindset of being sure that we're not fixated on injuries, making sure that we are doing as much as we can to avoid them for ourselves and for others. That's actually a really good point, especially when it comes to caution.
AJ is sweating this over here.
But it looks like it's one of those things that it's as long as we're mindful about it, as long as the boys are sensitive about it without being overly cautious, it doesn't look like it's bad news. It's just a little bit of balance.
All right. I can live with that. Got to balance.
I'd also like to note that none of these have a six on them, which surprised the shit out of me.
Good news. Good news. Which leads no sixes.
Right into our next conversation. Oh, Lord. Eric Johnson.
It is the final season.
Eric Johnson, I mean, we've got no idea what to expect from him, given he has played 4 meaningful hockey games in a year. So
how many tarot cards have a bird on them?
Many. none of them are a condor.
What are the chances Eric Johnson takes flight?
I'm gonna tell you without the cards, low. But that's also, I'm a little biased on this one. I'm gonna admit that before I pull cards.
The shock of all of today is that there is an Avs person out there who doesn't love Eric Johnson.
I can't stand him.
Hey, look, that's a bird.
That is a bird. It's a swan.
Not quite a condor, but... You
know what? You're a bird.
You're a bird.
Dude, I wouldn't mind being a bird.
All right. This one's actually really funny. So this one, the Sun of Pentacles is the Knight of Pentacles, starts with, be cautious. So be realistic but not pessimistic.
Okay.
Right? Making sure that we are thorough but not obsessive. I think that 7 years is already a little obsessive, especially with a no trade clause, but that's just me. So
this is a thing, y'all.
This is a thing though. This is also just me. So making sure that the measure is correct, the actions are correct, instead of being overbearing and trying to be D1, play at the top of his game all the time. He can't. Mm-hmm. He can't do it anymore. So sure. Knowing his limits and knowing what he's able to actually give the team is going to be a big part of it.
Play so exactly 51 games.
Be cautious. Be optimistic.
But be realistic.
And stay within yourself.
Stay in your lane, Eric Johnson.
Stop blocking people on social media, man.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really.
People just want to love you, dog. For the most part, obviously.
We're following up with the King of Cups here. So this has a lot to do with the wisdom that he has, and that other people are relying on that and other people are feeding off of that. We do have Cale Makar, who needs a little bit of guidance, who needs a little bit of mentorship. A dad,
very,
if you will.
A hockey dad. Not to take away from his actual dad.
Right. Eric Johnson is a pretty decent defensive hockey dad. So I think it's more about what he can offer the team from his experience instead of what he can offer as a player.
I'm about it.
This was all positive.
Look, nothing against Kale's dad, but Kale's mom gave us mayo chicken. What's his dad giving us? All right.
two draft picks.
True. True.
What the fuck, man?
I thought that his commitment was very clear.
I can't deny that part of it. All right. Fair enough.
We don't need a tarot card for that contribution. What the?
The bitterness.
I guess we can do an Eagles question.
Are we switching to football?
No, not those Eagles.
Okay, good. I was like, yo.
No, not those Eagles. Used to stand it in first full season in North America. How does he handle the transition?
Ooh.
This will be interesting. This is another one that I know nothing about.
The top goaltending prospect in the Avs system, and all of their hopes and prayers of the position are reliant upon him. So no pressure.
Oh, yeah. This is all good news.
Oh, look at that. One of those is a chalice with fire coming out of it.
I mean, they're scales, but I mean, fair enough.
They're fiery scales.
There are fiery scales.
The lighting just means you can't see it on the camera, but.
Of course not. So we have the Ten of Pentacles. And that talks about not being a good time to experiment, but we're really looking at the details of what we're doing. Staying within our lane, making sure that we're really committed to what we know and what we do well, and continuing on that path. So really...
Stopping pucks.
So really staying there, being able to grow that ability instead of trying to reach into new, bigger, better heights. Staying in your lane and making sure that you are making the best out of it.
You won't be in the AHL all year, girl. Just do your thing.
Just stay there.
You don't need to rush it.
Yeah. All right. I'm feeling good about this. This is the one that I feel the most optimistic about so far after Mikko.
And then we've got the Ace of Cups, which the Cups is the suit that has a lot to do with emotions. It has a lot to do with your heart. So it's talking about...
It's not in great shape right now.
Okay. Not talking about your heart,
I'm
bud.
Just saying.
It's talking about like really being in connection with those inner feelings and being mindful about that. But it's also just a wealth and a plethora of good feelings and being able to invite those new things and those new feelings into your life. I think that that'll be a lot of that newness. A lot of those new emotions are things that he's going to have and things that he's going to have to process through. But he has that ability and he has that support system around him.
The cups. That's what's up. Yo. Hopefully there's a lot of cups.
More things
future.
About cups. Yeah, let's go.
Love the idea of cups being in his future.
For every millimeter of cheek he shaved, did it go straight to his heart?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what we're going with on this one?
Yep.
All right. Let's get back to the Avs with a question here. There are not a lot of Avs that you're asking for a bounce back season out of this year, but JT Compher is absolutely one of them. So, how will JT Compher bounce back this season?
JT.
Here comes the tower.
I mean, I did see it in there, but it wasn't. Okay, we're going to lead both of those as blockages. That'll be fun. Oh, we've got the tennis swords coming out again.
So many swords.
There are lots of swords. So many swords. Okay, we've got the Father of Pentacles, and he's coming out as a blockage here. So that sideways read there. So the King of Pentacles talks about upright being a pillar of the community, like being a really like a keystone of the situation that you're in. But in reverse, it's talking about lacking courage to make necessary changes when you're in that situation, when you're in that point of authority. So making sure that if he's going to step into a leadership position, if he's going to bounce back and really be participatory in how the team really needs him, it'll be a balance between overstepping and not having the guts to speak up when he needs to or when he wants to.
JT Compher, second line player, here we come.
We've got the Son of Wands, the Knight of Wands. God. You've said that twice now. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, the other one was because apparently Rudo doesn't like ribs. So
all right, look, ribs without sauce is great.
Oh my. All right. JT Compher.
The Knight of Wands upright talks about charm being superficial, self-confidence actually being cockiness and not confidence. But in the reverse, it talks about trying too hard and being a little manipulative. So this one, again, it's a blockage. So we're talking about him being confident in actuality instead of putting on airs and trying to show up and be who everyone thinks that he needs to be. He just needs to play his game and do what he needs to do to get back on his feet again and to rebuild that confidence again. My concern here is this ten of swords here.
I thought that was going to be the good card.
No. I think that's...
It's black and white with 10 swords.
Yeah, it's literally fair. Got like 10 swords.
Is this fair?
It looks like something from Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's a little sketchy.
Is that
going to
be a good thing?
So it's a lot about feeling overwhelmed. It's a lot about feeling discouraged. But I think that's more of a present thing. There's a very martyr, like, why me? Why is this happening sort of idea, which I think feeds into these blockages, right? So it's this understanding that if he wants to bounce back, if he wants to be an integral part of this team, he absolutely has the opportunity, but he needs to actually step into it. He needs to look at this leadership position and actually step into it without overstepping his bounds, but also be courageous enough to play his game, to do what he needs to do, and to speak out how he wants to speak out on this team.
All right.
I feel like I lost a card down here somewhere.
Uh-oh.
I don't see one under there.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Bless.
I think we got it.
If that was anywhere, it would be under...
I think the part that hits closest to home for me there is...
The part where there's a blockage on his confidence?
Okay, calm down. But Comfort can't be the guy that's gripping his stick too hard when the puck's not going in this year, right?
I mean, look, dude, the reality is that they win game 5 last year if JT Comfort can shoot into an open net.
Yep.
They win 10 seconds into overtime, and Ryan Graves might still be in Colorado. Or he might have left Colorado...
As
some jewelry.
A lot higher value. That's a first rounder the Avs got for him.
So, I hear you. It's an important, and like based on the lines and things that we saw from practice today, which we'll get into tomorrow's show, yeah. but they're already kind of guarding themselves against JT's disappointment.
For sure.
So, you know, how his confidence responds to that, I think, is important.
We're legitimately staring down JT Comfer as 4C right now. Yeah. And he's going to have to work his way up the lineup.
$3.5 million fourth line center.
Yeah. So, he's going to have to, maybe he needs to overstep a little bit to work his way up the lineup. Maybe he needs to find ways to prove himself. I don't know. But, I do have a question completely not related to drawing cards, but more of like, I guess fortune telling as a whole, is that the right way to call it?
I mean, it depends on the person. I wouldn't call myself a fortune teller. Okay. I would call myself an intuitive reader, but that's, you know, its own thing.
So can you like make intuitive readings from crystal balls as well? Like what's the connection there?
So I do another, like without the cards, if I'm just sitting with a person, I do what's called intuitive coaching or intuitive counseling.
Okay.
So that's kind of feeding off of a person, like the things that they say and the way that they present. I have kind of an inner knowing, that's that intuitive part of it, a clairvoyance, if you will, where if somebody talks to me about a situation, I can kind of immediately reflect what their feelings are, what they're looking for in the situation, and then kind of give advice on how to go in that path.
Cool.
So that was actually what I did for the beginning of the year because I got laid off due to COVID. So I was actually running a small business doing that for a while.
That's dope.
Yeah. And doing this, but you know.
I mean, this is slightly terrifying.
Only a little.
But that's part of, comes with the business, I guess. So I think that's super cool, and I'm really sorry that I'm about to do this to you.
Oh, Lord.
But if you're planning on having someone stare at your balls in the near future,
yes,
head on over to manscaped.com. Use code DNVR to get 20% off.
Chat new.
And free. Of course they did. Of course they did. They should know by now. Get free shipping as well, and get the Perfect Package 4.0. They give you all the trimmers, razors, everything you need. Of course, to take care of all the hair all over your body, not just below the belt. Whatever you need. Breath mints even. If you got bad breath, they got you covered. Check out Manscaped today. They're super awesome. Like, legitimately, I know I have a ton of fun with the reeds, but their products are actually great. So check them out today. Get all of that going for you. And then head on over to Solace Meds. Get yourself whatever you need THC-wise. They have deals 15 to 25% off on select products in-store, and you can get 20% off when you use code DNVR20 online at solacemeds.com. You can schedule your order for pickup, make it super easy. Just pull up, get what you need, get out of there. They have four different locations here in Colorado, one up in Fort Collins if you're up north too. So they got you covered here in the best state that there is. Check it out. Get all that good stuff. Solace Meds, they're kind of cool. I highly recommend. As a person who doesn't go to like dispensaries very often, I actually feel comfortable in Solace Meds. Unlike, I don't like, there are like light shade and stuff. I go there and it feels like I'm walking into like a doctor's office or something.
Yeah.
And I don't like the feel of that. Yeah. So check out Solace Meds. They're a lot more laid back and my kind of style, to say the least. After that, of course, you can hit up Hassle Cattle Company. Go get yourself some delicious meat. If you're out of state, you can't come to the bar and get the Wagyu burger. You can order it directly from Hassle Cattle Company. Mm-hmm. Look, I rave about it, and everyone tells me I undersell it. So.
Yo, and today they were offering a free prime rib with their orders.
So go get a free prime rib. What do you have to lose? You can also get 10% off the whole thing when you use code DNVR10. So great deals at Hassle Cattle Company going on right now. Be sure to use the DNVR10 code. And if you want to get a group order going, something like that, you can get free shipping with orders of $200 or more. I see we have a couple of super chats here. Let's hit them.
Wings later.
Look, I like wings. It's just ribs that aren't it. All right.
True.
By the way, the chat wanted to kick you out of the Abs podcast right there. Right
oh,
there.
I'm sure.
Everybody hated you for a good minute and a half.
I know my dislike of BBQ is a bad take, but it just is what it is. What's the other one?
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
Manscaped tells us specifically to lean into the ridiculousness.
They want you to go hard.
Yeah. phrasing, but yeah.
That one's my favorite comment.
Yep. Bring back the OG AJ account.
Yeah. Stop making me have to refollow everybody. I don't remember 800 people that I followed. Every day somebody follows me and I go, oh, that's one of my people. And then I follow them back.
Right. You. I remember. All right. Don't even break up Sergio. All right.
Can we do a tarot card reading on Sergio?
No. We're not going to do a tarot card reading on a fake person. No.
It's not even a fake person. It's a fake, like, video game character.
It's a fake video game
tangent person.
The tower.
Yeah, that's where the tower would come out, for sure.
No, we're not doing a tarot reading on Sergio. Sergio Mario, the demologist. You guys are out of control.
No. All right. Let's get one more proper Avs reading in before we just dip into the realm of insanity here. This is I want to go a little bit bigger scale here. We've talked about individual players, we've talked about injuries, so I specifically want to know how fluid is the Avalanche bottom six forwards this year. How much change can we expect?
I love how you start that with bottom six.
The problem with asking is now it's got to be answered.
Yeah, I know.
The fear. Not taking the floor ones. We've had a lot of repeats here, which is actually, I think, really good news.
I'm starting to feel like there's 10 cards in that deck.
We're about to get some change here. I can feel it.
All right. We did get new cards this round. All right, one of these is a repeat. Okay, we're starting with the Ten of Pentacles. That's the Knight of Pentacles. This is the one that we pulled for Eric Johnson. This is the one about being cautious, about staying in your lane, being optimistic but realistic, right?
I think so that sums up every bottom six in the NHL.
It really
accurate,
does, honestly.
Yeah. They're all going to score 35 points.
This middle one here is fun. This is the Moon. So the Moon has a little bit of warning, but it also comes with advice. So there's a lot of like apprehension and a lot of fear that comes into it, but at the same time, it's because it's very emotional and because you're invested and because you want something out of it. That's where the fear comes in. Instead of it being like a, these are dark times, it's more of a, the path is lit, but you gotta take the path, right?
Sure.
So you have the opportunity and you have new...
Jost.
Tyson. You have the opportunity, you have the inspiration. It's just a matter of following that gut feeling and following that guidance and not letting yourself get swept by the wayside or confused.
Look, the denim jacket is there. Someone's just got to put it on.
Just sitting in Calvert's old locker.
Exactly.
I mean, they already got rid of the number 11. They got to replace him.
So. Yeah, he got sent down. That's true.
The Five of Cups is the interesting one here because it can't all be rainbows and butterflies for everybody, right?
Of course.
So the Five of Cups does talk about disappointment. It talks about that kind of letdown, right? So we still need a bottom two forwards no matter how well everyone does.
Sure.
You know, just because we have a deep bench doesn't mean that we don't have a couple players that are just rubbish or, you know, that we switch back and forth. From
looking at you, JT and the Blockages.
Come on, boys.
That sounds like a bad band name.
JT and the Blockages. So
with their hit single Goals Now.
Ska sucks. It could be a ska band.
Sir Rico was the main one.
Yo, you think I'm throwing out bad takes and you're just going to fire that one off?
I had to just get even Come with that on. Ribs are bad nonsense.
Come on.
So what we're looking at here is that the boys have the opportunity to be fluid, but that's if they take hold of that opportunity. It's if they're actually going to step up and step in. Bednar is kind of the guy that wants you to play a certain way to be able to move up in your line and to be able to move up in what you're doing with the team.
No passengers.
So, no passengers at all. So you earn your keep.
So sick of that word.
You earn your keep when it comes to this guy. So if they fall into line with that, if they have that opportunity to really gear into it, then they're going to be able to move up and move onward and look at better opportunities. But it's not going to be all rainbows for everybody. But that's how it is every season with every team.
Yep. It's very true.
Last individual player that I really want to get into.
Oh, here we go.
I have to ask.
I know.
He's my guy.
I know.
So I have to ask. This is it. I mean, can I be excited about Tyson Jost this year? Is there reason to believe that he's going to finally like solidify himself as not shitty? Can we get I just keep rephrasing yes and no questions. Oh God. I don't know
what
I've
fives. Nice. We have the Five of Wands and the Five of Swords. So that five is going to be interesting. We're going to dive into that too. The Five of Wands talks about difficulty and disappointment, but that's because we're being challenged. Not because that's actually the way of the world. It's because we're being challenged and these are things to overcome. There are things to move through. This Five of Swords talks about holding on to our integrity and not acting out of our own self-interest. So moving forward because it's what's best for everyone, okay. Not just because it's what he wants. So we're not going to pull a Matt Duchesne and ask to go to a different team just because we are not doing well as an independent. But I also don't think that Tyson is one of those. I think that he's a team player. He always has been.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of him actually finding his niche in the team. It's hard to do when you've got a lot of niche guys already and they're kind of filling it up already. So Tyson has to find that category where he can actually give something new and something special to the team to overcome this challenge and overcome the opportunity. Because I think that's what the challenge is that this is a talented team. We have a really deep team. It's just a matter of what can he give that's different and unique than everybody else on the team.
Tyson Jost finally learns how to play wing next to Alex Newhook. Is that where we're at?
He's excellent at swatting bees.
So a note that the five here, because numerology is important, fives are adversity. So it's but remember that's challenge, and challenge can be reframed as opportunity.
Okay.
Tyson chose two left wing?
Yeah.
How much opportunity?
This is just the same. Is it always same as ever for Tyson?
Indeed.
It's a challenge. He's a team guy.
Put up or shut up.
Is this going to go well?
Let's go.
I don't care about the Avs fan base at this point. No. If you're still like a super Tyson Jost hater, you're just wrong. But
there's no,
it is fair to wonder where's the real Tyson Jost.
There's so few people in Tyson Jost's middle ground.
It's hard. And after last year, Tyson Jost's haters are looking around like, oh no, I don't have any friends anymore. You know,
not wrong, especially the second half.
People bailed on the Tyson Jost hate train to get on the bandwagon.
I don't think we can expect him to be what he was his first two seasons. Like, especially when he first came in and it was back-to-back goals. And that was the excitement of getting into the show, right?
I just want a consistent NHL player. Right. That's what needs to happen.
Absolutely.
So that's mostly my concern. Team-wise,
let's go big.
Yeah, people are picking them to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh Lord!
People are, you know, can they win the President's Trophy again? Are they going to take a big step back?
I think we should start with, can we make it out of the second round?
How much do the off-season losses prevent them from achieving their goal?
That was an interesting phrasing.
I like that. No, we need to ask a negative question on occasion.
What just came out, boys?
It looks like a tree.
It looks like a...
Is that the tower?
That's the tower.
Oh, God!
It looks like a tree.
So the Avs are bombing out.
No!
Mind you that it came in sideways. We're going to read it as a blockage.
Oh, my God.
So we're
going to
read it both ways.
Block the fuck out of that tower.
Yeah, we need a cup card for sure right here.
In reverse.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, those are actually...
It's the tower blocking the cups.
Makes sense.
I'm out. I'm done.
I quit.
Son of a bitch.
All right. So the tower upright talks about change and overthrow of life. Reevaluation. Yeah. Reevaluation and a new look with fresh possibilities. And in the reverse, it talks about being fearful of the future and the fear and the negativity being what clouds opportunities moving forward. So I don't think that we need to fear change, because change is what's going to bring us out of the first round, out of the second round. It doesn't mean a whole downfall. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be destroyed. It doesn't mean that we're going to overthrow everything and release everyone ever. I think it's more of an
overthrow of life. If I'm Jared Bednar,
that's death.
I'm out. I'm quitting tomorrow.
Mind you that the tower upright is a blessing in disguise, is what they call it. So it's an overthrow of ideation. I think that's like the really big thing for the boys, actually, is that it's a mind game for them at this point. So understanding that this is the opportunity that they have instead of the challenge that they have is what's going to set them up. We have the Ten of Pentacles again. So we had the Ten of Pentacles and the Ace of Cups earlier in an earlier reading. The Ten of Pentacles upright, again, is that staying in your lane, remembering what you're good at and being really good at what you're good at. Being mindful about what is going to be risky and not allowing ourselves to take what's too much of a risk. So, you want to push yourself, but we want to stay in our lane and we want to be able to look at what we're capable of and follow that line instead of trying to be the big bad wolf.
Nathan MacKinnon ain't winning no Selkies this year.
Nate.
None of that.
So, I think that this is what our actual problem is, and I think that feeds into the tower. So, the Ace of Cups in reverse is talking about being blocked in our emotions. Not letting our emotions come through what we're doing. And I think that, again, it's a mental game when
Gator
it comes
was right.
It's a mental game when it comes to the boys at this point. So it's the new opportunity is not in the way that we play, it's in the way that we think about how we're playing and the way that we present as a unit and as a whole instead of how do we play as independent individuals, and can Nate McKinnon make this many? No, it's not about that anymore. It's about how we play as a unit, how we present as a unit, and how we're allowing ourselves to follow that mentality.
So to be clear, this is something they need to think about, and not something that they should just say F it about?
They need to feel their way through it instead of fighting their way through it.
Okay. All right. I'm here for team male model getting into their feelings. All right. I'm here for that. Absolutely. All right. Well, look, nobody said winning the cup was easy. I'll put it that way.
I mean, it feels like the tower blocking the cup just felt...
It adds up.
Painfully appropriate.
There's some good math there.
One quick question from Koga that we want to ask Lori. What's the opposite of a plumber?
We're not asking the cards. We're not asking the cards that.
But can we ask Lori?
That's a setup. Can we ask Lori? That's a setup. I don't play into setups.
The closest I've seen of an answer to that is an arsonist, so...
AJ is slowly turning the color of his shirt now, so I'm gonna step coming. Away from
it's,
that
it's
one.
It's coming quick.
I don't have words anymore. I don't feel like we need to do a show the rest of this year. We'll just see which one wins.
Just point toward the cards every time.
Is it the tower or the ace of cups?
Yeah. There you go. Oh, all right. All right, first of all, you're wearing a lot of red today.
I didn't mean to do that.
Just happened that way?
It was just that I was so excited about Ferrari's 4-8 showing.
Dude, Donut Man could have won that race.
I don't want to hear it. I'm going to be excited about what is and not what could have been.
All right, fair enough.
Living in the universe that I live in and not the one that I want to live in is a more productive way of life.
Fair enough. Not going to argue with you. On the other side, by the way, I think... The show very much appreciates you wearing jorts today. Long storied history of jorts on this show for all the wrong reasons, but that's okay. We appreciate it nonetheless. AJ, do you have any final questions you want to ask the cards, or are you good? You're too scared.
Yeah, I don't want to keep playing in these waters.
All right. I guess we'll call our season predictions there. Lauren, anything you want to shout out? Anything you're doing?
Anything you want to
give
promote?
The people? Yeah.
Not particularly for myself. I am wearing HDA tonight, so that's the Hockey Diversity Alliance.
Yep.
Kadri is a part of that alliance, and we want to back them as much as we can. So shout out to those boys. We love them a lot.
Hell yeah. Love to see it. I guess... That's going to wrap up our show for the night. We appreciate all y'all hanging out with us. Hope y'all enjoyed the tarot card readings. I expect in the Discord to hear about this tower every single day. I want to know how the Ten of Pentacles is going to affect Eric Johnson. I don't know. Johnson was the swan, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Gotta sort out my card readings a little bit. I'm not experienced in this field, but thank you everyone for watching, listening, however you consume the podcast. We appreciate all of you. Special thank you to Lauren for coming on and doing the readings for us. We appreciate it so much. We will be back tomorrow. I will likely be talking about the Avs lineup as it is now, one way or another, but we'll see how it all shakes out. We hope to see you there. Until the next one, we will talk to you all later.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.